AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The hunt is on for the man police now believe carried out the deadly truck attack in Berlin. German police are offering a $100,000 reward for the arrest of 24-year-old Anis Amri. He's been under surveillance for months and has used a half dozen names. Meantime, our Geir Molson tells us the victims who survived are still getting help at hospitals in Berlin.
Berlin State Health Ministry said that 12 of those people are still in hospital with very serious injuries, and that includes an unspecified number who are in a critical condition.
President-elect Donald Trump today called what happened in Germany an attack on humanity. He responded to reporters' questions while at his estate in Florida, where he's been meeting today with his national security team. Our Mark Smith tells us Trump has also been meeting with top defense contractors just days after publicly taking them to task.
First, it was Boeing, which the president-elect said was doing a number by inflating the contract for a new Air Force One. Then he attacked Lockheed Martin's F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, whose costs, Trump tweeted, are out of control. Aides say he sat down with Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg and Lockheed Martin's Marilyn Hewson, presumably to press demands they give taxpayers a better deal.
The Kremlin is hoping the incoming Trump administration will help to improve strained Russia-U.S. ties. A top spokesman in Moscow says those relations are frozen. After running into roadblocks in the North Carolina House, the state Senate is now debating whether to repeal a state law which limits LGBT protections and dictates which bathrooms transgender people might use. That legislation has hurt the state's economy. Democratic governors are warning against a repeal of Obamacare. They say if Republicans in Congress go ahead with plans to repeal the health care law, it will stick states with billions of dollars in costs for providing medical care to residents who will lose their health insurance. The Dow 2000 will have to 20,000 rather will have to wait for another day. The Dow is down about 30 points. This is AP Radio News. A man has been arrested in Mississippi in connection with the burning of an African American church that was also spray painted with the words "Vote Trump." Andrew McClinton, who is African American, has been charged with first degree arson in a place of worship. The Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, was burned and vandalized on November 1st, a week before the presidential election. A new potent synthetic drug is spreading rapidly across the country, and the DEA says it's responsible for the deadliest addiction crisis the country has ever known. DEA Special Agent Russ Baer.
The United States represents 5% of the world's population, and yet we consume more than 80% of the opioids in the world.
The drugs that resemble fentanyl are coming into the country primarily from China. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is asking an appeals court to overturn his 14-year prison term and order another sentencing hearing. In August, a judge refused to lower his original 14-year sentence. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.